Hello, my name is Shantavia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I was hoping to figure out, I actually just started a new job this week and then found out I was exposed to someone last week that actually has corona. And I honestly don't have the money to get it. But I can't go back to my new job that I literally just started this week until I can make sure I'm not infected. So I'm not really sure what I need to do because I've been hearing that testing costs quite a lot of money, and I'm not really sure. I don't actually have the money because I've been unemployed, unfortunately, until I just started my new job. And so I'm not really sure what I need to do because I can't go back to work until I can get a test, and I want to get a test to make sure I'm okay. But I was hoping maybe I could figure out, I saw this hotline was available to call and see if there was options. I have heard that there's possible ways, I guess, to get a test that would be free or at low cost for uninsured, but I wasn't sure if you guys may know about that.
Okay. What's your county, sir? What county are you in?
I'm in Calhoun County.
Calhoun, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you try the Calhoun Health Department? They do testing sites. Most likely they're free. I'm not sure. But mostly health departments are doing COVID testing for free.
Okay.
And I see on here Aniston Medical Clinic, Christian Avenue, Aniston, Alabama. Aniston, Alabama. But in Calhoun, the health department, I refer you to them to try to see what they say, because mostly most health departments are doing it free and low cost.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I could definitely give them a try then, because I knew that they had a that when they did drive up clinics at certain places, they were doing those for free, but I didn't hear if they have any more of those going on right now. I think like Walgreens used to do them or something, but I didn't know of any other place now. I was like, well, all the walk-in clinics seem to be doing them.
I see Martin's Pharmacy, Oxford, Alabama. I don't know what they're doing, but they popped up on the list too, Martin's Pharmacy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could probably call both of them and see. I didn't know that Martin's even was doing testing, so I'm not too far from either one of those locations, so I could actually give them a call and hopefully see about getting a test done and everything. That would be great. just really need to get back to work, just starting a new job, and then literally finding out, like last week, my girlfriend got COVID, and it's just like really worst timing. So, yeah. And so I definitely want to try to get back into work as soon as possible. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I may just give them both a call. Does it by chance have a phone number listed for either one of those? Or
the vaccine? You want to know about the vaccine shot?
Oh, no. I was wondering if there happened to be a phone number listed for those two locations about getting the test done.
Oh, okay. Martin's Pharmacy, they don't have their number down, but the Calhoun Health Department, they have theirs on here.
Okay. I was just going to see if I could maybe get that phone number for you, from you, so I could give them a call if you happen to have it available.
Okay. You ready? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The Calhoun Health Department, their phone number is 256.
237-7523. All right. 237-7523. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
I will make
Try Mars on Google, because they don't have their number listed on my list. So just try to look up their name on Google, and their number should pop up, and see what they say too.
Okay. All right, I sure will. I will go ahead and give the first one a call, and then try Googling up for Martin's Pharmacy and see what they have available as well.
Okay, thank you for calling the Palmer Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a blessed day, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.